AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama leaves Washington today for a three-day visit to Alaska. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the trip has drawn criticism from Alaskan politicians and environmentalists.
State Republicans call the tour a propaganda exercise to justify job-killing environmental rules like the power plant emissions limits the president unveiled earlier this month. But some environmental groups also are displeased, saying Obama's warnings about climate are hypocritical next to his administration's approval of new oil drilling in the very Arctic he's visiting.
Obama's administration is also changing the name of Mount McKinley, North America's highest peak, back to Denali, which means the high one in a native Alaskan language. The 30-year-old man charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of a suburban Houston sheriff's deputy will be arraigned today. Investigators say Shannon Miles walked up behind Deputy Darren Goforth and shot him several times as the deputy was filling the gas tank in his squad car Friday evening. Hundreds of people walked for Goforth and his family yesterday. At a vigil, Christopher Watkins tells KPRC-TV he wants to know why.
And it infuriates me. And there was no reason for it. The man did nothing.
Sheriff Ron Hickman says investigators have found no link between Miles and Goforth. Police in northeastern Spain say four people are missing. Four others have been hurt in an explosion at a fireworks factory. A spokeswoman says the blast happened inside the factory in a small town. Officer adding that a search is underway in the blast area for the four missing, while the injured have been taken to a hospital for treatment. Polish authorities block off a wooded area near a railroad track after scores of treasure hunters began looking for alleged Nazi loot. Gold rush set off by two men, a Pole and a German, who told authorities through their lawyers they found a Nazi train reportedly missing since the end of the war. On Wall Street, as Dow is down 174. This is AP Radio News. Chicago Cub pitcher Jake Arrieta has pitched the sixth no-hitter of this year's big league season.
It's something that I've wanted for a long time. I've been close on a couple occasions.
Arrieta blanked the Los Angeles Dodgers as the Cubs won 2-0 in L.A. It's the second time in 10 days the Dodgers have been no-hit victims. Serena Williams hopes her dream comes true over the next 2 weeks.
I've always dreamt of winning the Grand Slam, but again, it was just a dream. I never thought I would be close to doing something like that.
Williams, who has won the Australian and French Opens and Wimbledon, starts her quest for the U.S. Open title this week. One of her main rivals, Maria Sharapova, has withdrawn from the tournament because of a leg injury. She has not played a match since losing to Williams in the Wimbledon semifinals back in July. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.